Russell Evans here. We're so excited that you've joined us today at Planet Shakers Church. We trust this message will impact and change your life.
Now, we've been talking about the supernatural increase and living a life of supernatural increase. How many know that's what God has created us to do? Supernatural increase is yours. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's yours. Supernatural increase is for you. The kingdom of God is a kingdom of increase. Jesus didn't say, God didn't say, go be fruitful and decrease. It says be fruitful, multiply, to replenish, to subdue and have dominion. The kingdom we have is a multiplying a kingdom, multi-level, multi-layer. And God wants you to multi-layer your life, bring a supernatural increase. And so I want to talk to you today about the keys, some of the keys to live a life of supernatural increase. In fact, we talk about this every week, but it gets reinforced into what we need to do. In Psalm 24, anyone excited about the Word of God? Or is that just the 3:30 service where the boom people are? Or are we all excited about the Word of God? It says, the one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swears. I looked at myself on the screen. I look like I'm a newsreader today in Melbourne. The Essendon Football Club beat Collingwood prophetically for Ted on the front row. He's a good giver in the church, so I need to be prophetic in his life. And we're good friends, so there you go. The Adelaide Crows are finished. Just want you to know that, Pastor Tim, for the year. They're gone. Anyway, back to the newsroom. The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swears by a false god, they will receive blessings from the Lord and vindications from their God, their Saviour. Such is a generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Then it says, lift up you head, up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors. So notice that it's talking about gates and doors. That the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord Almighty, He is the King of Glory. So the King of Glory wants to enter in. What does He enter in through? Gates and doors. So for gates and doors to be opened, you need keys. You see, I love this. The King of Glory, the Bible says, who is the King of Glory? He's the strong Lord. You notice that our God, He isn't weak. He's powerful. Nothing's impossible for Him. It says, mighty in battle. 2 Chronicles says, verse 20, 15, He says, listen, all you people of Judah and Jerusalem. Listen, King Jehoshaphat. This is what the Lord says. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged by this mighty army, for the battle is not yours, but God's. This God we serve, His battle, everything we fight, He has defeated. He's defeated sickness, He's defeated sin, He's defeated poverty, He's defeated loneliness, He's defeated depression, He's defeated everything. And He says, the battle isn't yours, I've already won it for you. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, but to destroy the works of the devil. So He's already won. So this is the strong Lord, the mighty God, we're letting in through the gates. The Lord Almighty. Revelation 1:8 says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord God. I am the one who is and who always was and who is still to come, the Almighty One. You see, when you claim to have power and authority, you got to back it up by being at the beginning, by being there in the middle, and by being there at the end. See, the devil says he has authority, but he won't be there at the end. He'll be defeated. He is a defeated foe. He might have been there. God created the angels, so God was before the angels. The angels were a created being by God, and God is at the beginning. The devil was never at the beginning. Your problems were never at the beginning. God was at the beginning. God God is in the middle and God is at the end. He is the Alpha and He is the Omega. He starts things and He finishes things. The plans God has for you are for good, a good hope and a good future. God says, I'm on your side. So to open up the gates, you need a key. And the Bible says in Matthew 16:19, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. These keys are keys for increase, supernatural increase. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So God, Jesus is saying, I'm going to give you the keys that releases heaven on earth. Someone the other day put on Instagram, oh, you can't have heaven on earth. Well, Jesus taught us to pray, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So we can have heaven on earth. It might not be everything in the full fullness of heaven, but we can see heaven invade earth. So what are these keys to loose heaven? I'm going to give you some today. You ready? You ready in Geneva? Ah! Oui, oui. That's the French response. Wee oui, wee. Oui. What is the key? Praise is a key. The Bible says in Joshua 6, now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went in and none came out. The place was impenetrable. The gates were locked. The gates were shut. And God gave them a key. It was a key of agreement and praise. He said, on the seventh time around, on the seventh day, I want you all to shout. And the Bible says, and they shouted and the walls came down. What were these walls standing in between? They were standing in between the promise of God for God's people. Jericho was the first city of the promised land. And you see, you might have the promises of God, which are yes and amen, but sometimes they seem impenetrable. The enemy seems like he's put up walls. He's put up things that would try to stop you. But praise literally brings the walls down. It is a key to bring breakthrough, to step into situations into your life. If you believe that, would you praise God for the next 15 seconds and give Him a praise? Yeah, praise. It's a key. Paul and Silas in the New Testament were going to pray. And the Bible says as they were going to pray, a girl followed them who was full of devils, basically, and had the ability to interpret people's dreams or to prophesy into their future. She had the gift of divination. And she was a slave to her owners. And so she kept following them, saying, these are servants of the Most High God. And after a few days, they got fed up and they cast the devil out of her. And her ability to operate in that spirit was gone. And her owners were mad. You see, the devil wants you bound. If you're working for him, he doesn't care. But when you're free, he hates it. That's why he wants Christians to live in bondage. That's why he wants people to live bound. But Jesus came to set us free. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord was upon him and anointed him to set the captives free. God has not called you to live bound, bound by sickness, bound by poverty, bound by anything. He's called you to live free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. The Bible says where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty, there is freedom. God wants you to live free. But because these men set this girl free, the slave owners, the people who wanted her in bondage, went and complained, so they were put in jail. And then it says here in Acts 16, verse 24 to 26, having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in stocks. The Philippian jailers saved, but at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. They were praising, and the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was an earthquake. They were the first planet shakers on the planet. By the way, just as we are meeting right now, they're trying to get those those boys in the soccer kids from Thailand out of the cave. So we pray for them, Lord, and we ask for protection. We ask for your strength. We ask for a great ability to get them out totally unscathed, uninjured, and Lord, let it go smoothly in Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible says they were singing hymns to God. They were praising. And the foundations of the prison were shaken immediately. Listen to this. Immediately the doors were open and everyone's chains was loose. You see, not only was Paul and Silas set free, but every other prisoner was set free, because praise isn't just for you. You say, I might be going okay. Well, maybe you needed a praise for someone next to you and someone on the other side, because when you praise, it creates an environment. It's a key to open prison doors. It's a key to take off the chains. Praise is a key that God has given the church. The Bible says the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. Praise opens doors. And it's a key of the kingdom. What is another key? Prayer is a key. Matthew 18:19, it says, I also tell you, if two of you agree here on earth concerning something. No, it doesn't say that. It says, concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Prayer, the agreement with God and the agreement with God's people, unlocks miracles. This church has seen miracle after miracle. Why? Because we're a praying church. 200 people get saved every weekend. Why? Because we're a praying church. People get healed. Why? Because we're a praying church. The testimony we saw this morning happened. Why? Because prayer unlocks miracles. If you don't pray, you shouldn't expect the miracles, because you're not asking for them. But prayer unlocks miracles. And as a church, we are in so much momentum right now. Why? Because we've lifted our prayer. We've always had prayer, but there's something that's happening in our church. It's a key that's unlocking favor in our church. And when I'm talking about our church, it's talking about your life and my life. Favor is on its way because it's been unlocked through prayer. Prayer is a key. Third key, you want another key? Three of you, that's good. Who wants another key? Obedience is a key. This scripture is going to blow your mind. See, the word of God is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. It reveals. It says this in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 to 14. I'll read the whole thing. If you fully obey, everyone say fully obey. Sometimes we part obey, which isn't really obedience. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all his commands that I'm giving you today, the Lord your God, we're talking about the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We're talking about the I am that I is, who he is. We're talking about the all-powerful God. This God we're talking about, the Lord your God, will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all the blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and your breadboard will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack in one direction, but they'll scatter from you in seven directions. The Lord will guarantee, I want you to get this in your spirit. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do, and you will fill your storehouses with grain. And the Lord will, God will bless you in the land he is giving you. There are places where your foot treads is your inheritance. God's saying, I'm going to give you those places. But with every promise as a condition. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as a holy people, as he swore he would do. Then all the nations of the world will see that you are the people claimed by the Lord, and they will stand in awe of you. And the Lord will give you prosperity in the land as he swore to your ancestors to give to you. You see, the Bible gave Abraham a promise. He said, I'll make you father of many nations and your seed will be blessed. And the Bible says in the New Testament, we are the seed of Abraham and his blessing rests on us. So the promise God gave to Abraham, he gives to you and I. Wherever your foot treads is your inheritance. See the stars in the sky, that's your inheritance. Your offspring will be so great. And the Lord will give you prosperity and blessing. You with many children, numerous livestock and abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in heaven and bless all the work you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never borrow from them. If you listen to the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll always be on top and never at the bottom. You must not turn away from any of the commands I'm giving you today, nor follow any after other gods and worship them. In other words, make God number one and he'll look after you. Obedience releases a blessing of God. This church is here not because we're super talented, but because we obeyed a God who said, go to Melbourne and start a church. And now tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people have been blessed and have seen miracles and breakthroughs. Why? Because of a step of obedience. If all of us learn to obey God, a city could be taken. If we constantly live in obedience, when God says, give to that person, when God says, love that person, when God says, preach to that person, when God says, care for that person, when God says, pray, when God, and when he speaks to you, if every one of us obeyed God and he listened to his voice and obeyed him, we would walk in the abundance of God in a supernatural increase like our mind cannot conceive. Obedience is a key. Turn to your neighbor and say, obedience is a key. Giving is a key. You see, you cannot have Christianity without giving. I'm enjoying sitting here. I'm saving my energy. You cannot. I'm still preaching like I'm standing. I'm still standing. Don't even know that song. But giving is a key. Without giving, there's no salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave. So giving was a key to salvation. Jesus gave his life upon the cross. He gave his life for our sin. Giving is a key. But then we go and give our lives back to Jesus. Giving is a key. We receive salvation by giving and receiving. Giving is a key. Giving is a key to see your finances blessed. Giving is a key to see your life blessed. Giving is a key. Luke 6:38 says, give and you'll receive. It doesn't say receive and you'll give. Give and you'll receive. Your gift will return to you in full, pressed down, shaken together to make room for more, running over and poured into your lap. The amount you give will determine the amount you'll get back. So what you want to, you see, I love this story of the lady in the Bible who gave two mites. Two mites. She didn't give as much as the rich people because she didn't have as much as the rich people, but she gave what she had. So in actual fact, she gave more. That one act of giving, you think about it, that one act of giving has been preached all over the world for the last 2,000 years. And it's taught people to sow generously. Literally billions of dollars have been raised through that one testimony. Those two mites has released billions of dollars for the work of the kingdom, which then have released billions of salvations. So her two mites, her giving was a key to unlock blessing and salvation and heaven to invade earth through two mites. Giving is a key. Forgiveness is a key. If you don't forgive, you won't come in faith. Forgiveness is a key. Acts 2:38 says, Peter replied, each one of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sin, then you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I ask for forgiveness. Jesus gives forgiveness. It's a key to receive the Holy Spirit. Wow. So that's why we got to learn to forgive others and also learn to receive forgiveness. Because if we don't live in forgiveness, we'll never receive the fullness of what God has for us. That's why the devil wants to hurt us. He wants to disappoint us. He wants people to let us down, and we get hurt. Because if he can get us tied up in unforgiveness or hurt, he's got us bound. But the Bible says that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So anything that comes against us, he raises up a standard against it. The enemy comes in like a flood. God raises up a standard. So when we learn to forgive, it's a key to live in blessing. Revelation is a key. Peter is there one day and Jesus says to him, "Who do people say that I am?" Peter says, "Well, some say you're Elijah. Some say you're John the Baptist." But he says, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter has this revelation, this moment of illumination, revelation. He says, "You are the Christ." He didn't say you are Jesus. He said, "You are the Christ." What is that? You are the anointed one. It is in you there's healing in your wings. It is in you that the salvation of the world. It is in you that there is freedom. It is in you that is the hope of the world. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. In other words, you're God. And Jesus says, "Yo, Peter, you're right on." High five. He said, "On this rock." What rock? The revelation of who Jesus is. "I will build my church." See, if you don't have a revelation of Jesus and you don't perceive him, who he is, you'll never receive what he can do. It's like an Apple phone. You can learn to answer a phone and ring numbers, but there's so much more in that Apple phone that you can do. But unless you have revelation of what it does, you'll never learn how to use it and never get the fullness of its benefits. That's why the Bible says, "Forget not his benefits, who forgives us all our sins and heal all our diseases." So if you don't know what the benefits of Jesus, because you have a lack of revelation, you don't receive the benefits. How you perceive is how you receive. And what religion does is gets us to live with a perception of Jesus as a rule keeper and a rule maker instead of a loving father. Revelation is the key. Everyone say, revelation is the key. Vision is the key. Without a vision, people perish. Isaiah 60, 2 years into our church, God gave us this prophetically. He said, "This is what's going to happen at Planet Shakers." And it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." That's happening. "The Gentiles shall come to your light and the king to the brightness of your rising." This scripture right here. "Lift up your eyes all around and see." If you don't see it coming, you won't receive it coming. See it. Visualize it. See it in your spirit. Get a vision for your life. What does it say we're going to see? "They'll all gather together and come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be nursed at your side. Then you shall see and become radiant." Do you see, when you have vision, it lights up your life. When you have no vision, it brings darkness. "And your heart shall swell with joy." You want to live a life of joy? Live with vision. It's a key to unlock joy. because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, and the wealth of the Gentiles shall come to you, and the multitude of camels shall cover your land. And those from Sheba shall come, and they shall bring gold and incense, and they shall proclaim the praises of the Lord. And the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together to you, and the rams of that place shall minister to you, and thou shalt ascend with acceptance on my altar. And I will glorify the house of my glory. See, Planet Shakers has never been built on a process. It's always been built on His presence, because His presence is what changes everything. Yes, we have processes, but His presence is everything. His processes are subservient to His presence. We have churches all over the world that are just processed but have no presence. And you can build a church with process, but it doesn't mean glory's there. Because when it's built on process, it's built on the hand of man. But when it's built on glory, it's built on the hand of God. You can build your life by yourself, or you can build your life with the glory of God. It says, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring you sons from afar, their silver and gold with them, to the name of the Lord your God and to the Holy One of Israel, because He glorified you. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and the king shall minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, but in my favour I had mercy on you. Therefore your gates shall be open continually, and they shall be not shut night or day, and their men will bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession. And the Lord spoke to me, and He says, foreigners are going to come from afar. People are going to come from afar. Sons and daughters are going to come. And Planet Shaker is going to be a place where people come. And it'll be a place of His glory. And they'll bring the resources. What are resources? People. But also what people carry. And this church has been built not just on local people in Melbourne, but it's been built on the nations. And the nations have come to this church. And the nations have funded what we are doing for the kingdom of God. And it was a prophetic declaration. And when God spoke to us and He said, a church for all. He said, I want every tribe, every kindred, every nation, every background, every upbringing, whether it's rich, poor, middle class, whether it's African, whether it's Asian, whether it's Australian, we're all one under God. And I'm going to glorify my house to be a demonstration of what the body of Christ should look like on the earth and what people should look like. And we're seeing it before our very eyes. Vision has built this church because His glory is in His vision. And lastly, lifting up Jesus is the key. John 12:32 says, and when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself. This church has never been built on a person, on a name, on a style. It's built on one name and one name only. His name is Jesus Christ. And on the revelation of who He is, He will build His church. This church, no one can get saved by the name of Planet Shakers. No one can get saved by the name of Russell. No one can get saved by your name. The only name that can save somebody that they call out is the name of Jesus. And we're here to lift His name and make His name famous. On the earth, God wants your life to shout how good He is. We're here to draw people to Jesus. To Jesus. Lift Him up in your life. Lift Him up and you'll be attractive to people. Religious people won't like you, but people who are hungry will like you. Because when Jesus is lifted up, He draws people. Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess to the glory of Jesus. The Bible says that He be lifted up. It says sing to Him, praise to Him, worship Him. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do some keys. You ready? Woo! Look at this. I'm even standing on my feet. Keys, here's keys, it's keys, it's keys, it's keys. You ready? First key is the key of praise. For the next 30 seconds, we're going to praise God. We're going to praise Him for the breakthrough. We're going to praise Him for the victory. We're going to praise Him that the doors are going to come open. This strong, mighty God, mighty in battle, and He's almighty. We're going to praise Him right now. Where right now? You say, well, I'm doing all right. We'll praise for someone else. Come on. For the next 30 seconds, would you praise Him? Would you praise Him? Would you praise Him?
Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all you people. Give him praise and give him glory. Praise is the key. 15 more seconds. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Praise him. Jesus, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Now, thank you, Jesus. Now put your hand on the person on the left and on the right and pray for them. Pray, God, that God answers all their prayers. Pray that God blesses them. Pray that God favors them for the next 30 seconds. Let's say pray for them. It's a key. It's a key to unlock blessing. Pray for them. That's it. Next 15 seconds, just pray for them. The prayer of a righteous man, fervent prayer of a righteous man or woman, avails much. Pray for them. Pray. Lift your voices and pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You're our prayer here, answering God. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want you to put your hand on your heart. And if there's anything that's in your life that needs forgiveness, you maybe haven't been obeying what God's been telling you to do and you need to get it right today. Say, I've got to live in obedience. Get that right. Say, God, help me live in obedience. Help me to live in full obedience. Change my heart. Make it like yours. I want to live in obedience to every voice that you speak to me, every word you say, God. I don't want to live in partial obedience. I want to be fully obeyed. Here I am, Lord. Obedience is a key. It's a key. It's a key. It's a key. Obey. Obedience releases blessing. Now, I want you to put your hands out in front of you. Your hands represents giving. Because with your hands, you make wealth. With your hands, you have gifts. With your hands, it's what you pass money through. With your hands, you go on the internet to transfer things. With your hands. And so, with your hands, you come and you give to the Lord. And so, God, use these hands to be givers. Let these hands be a giving hand. Let this heart be a giving heart. Let this life be a giving life. Use our hands. We want to be generous. Giving is a key. We release generosity in the life of our church like we've never seen before. Generous so we can be blessed to be a blessing. Say, use my hands, Lord. Help me to be a giver. Now put your hand on your heart. Forgiveness is a key. Forgiveness is the key. If you need to forgive somebody, you got to forgive them out of your heart. Forgive them. Say, God, I forgive that person. I forgive myself. I forgive. Or I need forgiveness. God, forgive me. Forgive. Live in forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key. Now, put your hand on your heart and on your head. The Bible says that to pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation. We're going to ask for a revelation that Jesus reveals himself even more to us because there's so much more about him. So would you say, God, give me a heart of revelation. Give me a renewed mind. I want to walk in revelation today. I want to walk as you walk. I want to think as you think. I want the key of revelation. Now I want you to put your hand on your eyes. Vision is the key. Say, God, give me a godly vision. Give me a kingdom vision. Help me see as you see. Give me a vision for my future to release your glory. Thank you, Lord. Give me spiritual eyes to see. Now, the last one is lifting up Jesus. Would we start lifting him up right now? Would we start lifting up? Would we start exalting him? Would we start praising him? Would we start loving on him? Begin to worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Keys of the kingdom. If you lift him up, he'll draw all men unto you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you.
We're so blessed that you joined us today. Thank you for being with us. We'd love to connect with you at church@planetshakers.com on an email or on any social media platform. Connect with us, and we want to pray for you and believing the best for you. And we'll see you next week. Don't miss out. God bless you.